Throughout this resource, we've explored what sexual safety means for different people from a range of perspectives. We've also considered the key facets that support the promotion of sexual safety in everyday practice. These include, for example, effective communication, listening and openness to sexual safety conversations, whilst being mindful of the environment, timeliness of discussions within an individual's care journey, and the pivotal place of safety within previous trauma contexts. It is also crucial to recognise that sexual harm can and does occur, but that those who've experienced harm may not always be able to disclose their experiences fully or in ways which are immediately clear. It is vital that professionals listen and respond to all disclosures, are alert to the possibility of sexual harm and take appropriate action. It is also important to recognise that sexual safety is everyone's concern and that care environments should feel safe for all. In this section of the resource, we invite you to consider how you can translate your learning into practical and visible examples for everyday practice. This might include, for example, clearly exploring and recording sexual safety within core care documents, knowledge of referral pathways to other agencies, and promoting sexual safety as a core value within your organisation, and the provision of resources to support sexual safety within your organisation. We have provided a link to the Royal College of Psychiatry's Sexual Safety Collaborative with further guidance and practical resources in the resources section. It is also important to highlight the importance of actively involving recipients of care in the development of sexual safety initiatives, as we have in the development of this resource. The methods and means of co-production, however, will need to be explored within your own organisation and context of care. You can find further information regarding co-production in the resources section.